everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ 93.5 FM and WTBQ.com. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than your meatloaf bat out of hell cassette tape that got left in your car on a 95-degree day. Those suckers melt.
Tell me about it.
They do. If you want to call in, number 845-651-1110. Facebook instant feedback message chat back, whatever you want to call it, is in effect tonight because we are at the TBQ studios in Warwick, New York. Just go to the Davin's Den Facebook page. You can click like while you're there, or don't. I have no illusions that you will.
Sorry, I just
we have lovely loyal listeners, but proactive they are not.
No, it's like, oh, so far to like.
Listen, when you have that carpal tunnel from other activities.
Oh, listen.
One more click could put you out of action for a week, and our listeners cannot handle that type of injury.
No, absolutely not. Speaking of injuries, how's your hand?
Oh, my hand is fine. You're talking about the karate show.
No.
Adam's giving me a dirty look. Adam Leary is back. You remember Adam from August. He is the WTBQ intern who was away at college. We're happy to have Adam back. Welcome back, Adam.
Oh, thank you, Davin.
How is college treating you?
You know.
I know.
That's all needs to be said.
Okay.
Well, Adam is very honest with his stuff on Facebook.
Oh, I see.
So,
all right.
But, you know, we know those GPAs cannot be very reflective of the real intelligence a man has.
No.
We know our own Adam Leary is a very bright individual. We don't care what those professors say.
Do you want to know something? I didn't friend you on Facebook because I didn't know your last name. Oh. I had no idea who that guy was.
You didn't friend him on Facebook because you know what? It's kind of creepy when a college kid is a bunch of old ladies friending him.
Yeah, I know. Oh, hello! Hello, youngster!
Then his friends think he is like some type of fetish.
I know. It's like, she's not even a MILF, man. What are you doing?
Speaking of MILFs, that's the voice.
Please.
Well, she's not a mother. She's the mother of kitty cats.
Yes.
Of Pip Helix.
Hello, everybody.
That's who that voice is. I'm Davin Rosemont. As you know, Joe Curry is away this week doing comedy down the Jersey Shore. Hopefully he's not wearing one of his stupid T-shirts while doing this.
Is he wearing that band T-shirt?
I'm not going to kill Joe when he's not here.
No.
If Joe calls in, there will be ample opportunity to kill him.
Yes, Joe can take a beating and serve one as well. But I mean,
I've never seen that.
I've seen him beat you down. Come on.
I've seen him try, but then it winds up him like at the end. He's like a little potato bug curling up. As I reveal the rock
soft
that
spots.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
We will not belittle our pal Joe Curry. Joe will be back next week. We're at the compound. It seems like the past month or so, it's very rare that we're all together.
I know.
But, Joe's been doing the Santa thing. I got the comedy thing. Joe's got the comedy and the band thing. It's the way it is.
I got nothing going on.
You got
I'm
nothing
always
going.
Here.
Pretty pathetic.
Yeah, that's
But
really
you know
sad.
What? You know what? We will have predictions
yes,
for 2012. So maybe one of us will predict something successful for you. For Adam, I will make my first prediction now.
Okay.
It will be impossible, my friend Adam, for your GPA to get any lower.
You know what? I hope that's a good prediction.
So we will, you know, Adam, if you need a study buddy, give us a call. I know I have some old papers. You know, you can use those terms.
All right, good. Thanks.
Because you know what? With my college degree, right here.
Hey, living legend.
Living, yes. Legend, questionable. Actually, living, kind of questionable.
Oh, there are legends. We're not allowed to tell them on the air. There are legends. I have to friend you now and see all your stories.
No, he doesn't put them on. Mostly, if you're friends with Adam, you know this. I hate Orange County. I can't wait to go back to school. Those are Adam's usual posts.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Which are riveting radio for all of our listeners.
Yeah, it's like, I hate Orange County. Oh, great. This is community service radio. Well, you know.
Speak more truth than you mean. This really is. But listen, just because we're in orange jumpers, you know.
Like, I picked up all the trash on the road out there, I'll have you know.
Yeah, and Frank shuttles into here. Speaking of trash, get all them in one room.
And here we
are. Out soon. But anyway, so we got predictions. We also, a little bit later on, what happens when you drink too much or how drugs can lead you to make some bad decisions. We'll be talking about that.
You think?
I think so.
I think it does.
But I haven't seen you since Christmas. How was your Christmas?
Oh, Christmas was good. It was quiet, but it was really good. You know, went over to the in-laws' house and, you know, sat around. And we have our in-laws have one friend that is a little mouthy.
A little mouthy?
Yeah,
this coming
mouthy.
From you?
I know. I was actually the quiet, demure
woman.
Was
she, like, drunk on eggnog and telling, like, was she, like, drunken Tourette's? What?
No. She just, like, tends to get these zingers out. And everybody, like, looks at her like, they, like,
Wait a minute, is she available on Thursday nights?
No, I mean, it's nasty little zings at people. And everyone sits there really mellow, like they've had too much nog or something. And
she'd be perfect for this show. If she's an awful human being with a black soul,
yes,
she would be perfect for this show.
I'll give her a call. She'll tell me where to go.
I think we need to do something with her. So did you get anything good for Christmas?
I'm trying to think, you know. We have a really strange relationship, hey, Mr. Helix and I.
You have a special caller on the line.
We do.
Is it Curry?
I think it's Curry.
Is it Curry?
You better be on a landline, buddy.
Are you there, Joe?
Yeah, I'm on a landline.
Okay, good. Now good. We can have a conversation. How are you, pal?
Yeah, I'm delightful.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for calling in to clear your throat. You stink on the phone the way you do live.
You
shut up.
Stink.
Shut up. I heard the comments about the shirts. And let me tell you, Jersey Royalty shirts are the best shirts.
I'll stop
you can
it.
Buy
we will
club.
Cut you off right now. I swear all to right. God, I will have Adam. What do you got going on, Joe? What's going on? How was Christmas?
I got to run down to the Jersey Shore. I just wanted to call and wish everybody a happy new year, all our 15 listeners, and everybody, Adam and Frank and Walter, and all those guys. So
did you just say Walter?
I don't know. I'm in the middle of putting my coat on.
Yes, that's the way most of our listeners are. They're
Walter,
putting their coat
Hank,
on
Shirley,
to get
Bill, Sam, I feel like Miss Louise at the end of Romper Room.
I was on Romper Room. Don't you?
I know you were on Romper. It's the biggest credit you got.
Exactly. What, you think working with you is a credit? You think I'm putting that on the resume? Hanging out with Joe Stupid Curry? Ooh, that'll get me the gig. So, Joe, did you get it? Joe, I know you're a sourpuss. I know you didn't get anything good for Christmas. Did you give your wife anything good for Christmas?
I gave her $50 and a lottery ticket.
She gave her $50 and a bus ride home, bus out of there to find a real husband.
Yeah, oh. Really. I got a lovely gift. I got a $30 gift card and a pack of A batteries.
A pack of A batteries?
A pack of A batteries.
What were the batteries for?
Should
I don't
ask?
Know. Probably to electrocute myself.
I usually give Joe batteries, but they're from a distance and I'm winging them at him. But well, Joe.
Joe, how was that lump of coal?
It was just delightful. I tell you, though, there was one woman that was sitting on my lap at Christmas Eve, all drunk, and she whispers in my ear, you know what I want for Christmas? Yeah, 12 steps.
That's a great line, Joe. You thought of that on the spot?
It worked last night. It's going to work tonight at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club down on Arnold Avenue in Point Pleasant. Show tonight, 9 o'clock. Show tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. So if you're in that area, come on down, and then we got the Brokerage Comedy Club in 2 weeks.
All right, Joe, you'll be on the radio in 2 weeks. We're 8 minutes into the show. We don't need plug-a-thon.
I didn't do a McClinton plug yet, did I?
No, you will not. Joe, drive safe. Cut him off. Cut him off. Joe, drive safe. We'll talk to you soon. Not going to let him plug. What a It's like he doesn't know when he's going to get on the radio again. It's like he can read my mind. He knows that I'm on Craigslist looking for people that are more qualified than him to do the job.
Oh, stop that now. Hey, Joe, bring me some saltwater taffy.
Joe's gone.
No, I know, but he can hear me.
Well, listen.
I'm on omniscient. I'm in Joe's head all the time.
If Joe was a real friend of our show, the show he's a part of, in the middle of a stupid set tonight, he would give a plug for the radio show the way he does with Clinton in the middle of a radio show.
That would be funny, actually.
Probably get him the first laugh he got.
Joe's
very funny, though. If you listen down by the Jersey Shore, go check Joe out at Uncle Vinny's.
Joe's hilarious.
So we don't do the whole Christmas thing.
I know.
But my daughter did Christmas Eve at her friend's house, and they made cookies, and they played outside, and she came home with a lovely cold.
Oh, no. Oh, it's like, thanks a lot. Oh, my God, children, you put the two of them in a room, and it's like Petri dish time.
It was her first, like, male play date, though.
Oh.
So it was
Wait
good.
A minute. It's a little young for that, Dad.
Well, no, there was supervision.
Okay.
A pig.
Can't help it.
She's a youngster.
I know.
And he's a delightful boy, and she knows martial arts, some success martial arts.
That's right.
Of course, so does he. So she's a half belt better than him, so I don't know if she could have defended himself off those advances.
Sensei will keep them in line.
Oh, by the way, I was wrestling with her yesterday. Her karate cannot work on me.
No? Oh.
I totally sweat both legs.
You know, I was kidding after we were trying to break bricks at the compound last week, and I was kidding about, oh, you know, my hand is fine. It's, you know, everyone was saying I'm going to be black and blue. I had one black and blue spot right under in the pad underneath my pinky. I was like, I didn't even hit it there.
Sensei Russ really thought my hand was going to be like all broken. And
oh, the noise!
The funniest thing, if you guys want to see that, you go to you Google Live at the compound. It's up there. The funniest thing, though, is you will hear my hand hit the brick. You will hear flesh hit brick. And instantaneously, you will hear Anthony of the Opie and Anthony Show cackling in the other room. He just thought, like, he's like, I got to go back and watch that.
He's delighted.
He
in
thought
your
that
injury.
Was like the greatest radio ever.
Well, the sound. It was the sickening sound.
I saw Sensei earlier in the week. I go, you know, before we do this, you say, you know, I don't let my black belts get their black belt until they can break a brick. Meanwhile, they give us a 30-second overhaul and go right at it.
I know. And you know what? I also had this big circular black and blue mark on my knee from thudding down on the ground really hard because he's like, throw yourself into it. Bam! On the brick. And my knee took the shot so hard.
Yeah, well, it was a fun show.
Oh, I never felt so old as I did the next day with all the
at least you did this stuff, unlike some people.
You were
a goer.
You know what
ruined my Hanukkah and Christmas? The Jets and the Giants.
Oh, sorry, dude.
Are you a Jets fan, Adam, or a Giants fan?
Jets.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Me too. They stink.
Okay, good. I know they stink.
Oh, yeah. Talk about a you stink. Yeah, all I want for Christmas is a bus ticket for Wayne Hunter to leave the tri-state area. if he could just leave and take stupid Rex Ryan's fat mouth with him. Ugh, I'm tired of hearing him. Yeah, I'm not going to get it. It's already a week old, but it stinks. We didn't really do big gifts this year, me and my wife, for Hanukkah, but the saga of the TV goes on.
Oh, no.
So we bought the one TV, the hair piece of garbage, HAIER, made in China, shocking, official TV of the NBA. Yuck, the TV went on strike. The first one was broken after 2 days. Sent it back, got the next one, didn't last 2 hours.
Really?
Sent that back, so now I got a Vizio. I'm just done with it. I'm just done. I'm done. You know, Joe, I told Joe this, and he was delightful. He was frolicking as usual in my misery. But that's what Joe Curry is.
I think I might be wrong here, but I think he was casting some aspersions at your heritage for buying the cheaper television.
He's a Scot.
Right?
He shouldn't be talking.
I know. That's
he's
a lost
cheaper
try.
Than me.
my husband's part Scottish, yeah. Man. He's part of the lost tribe,
you know what?
Too.
I actually like the... I actually like the picture better on the hair TV. The problem with the picture on the hair TV is when you shut it off, it might not come back.
So you better just really enjoy the one you saw.
I actually said to my wife on the second night, I go, you know, I'm going to shut this off, and we might not see it again. And needless to say, it didn't come. It actually shuts off sometimes in the middle of programming.
What? Oh, man. It's like the ultimate. Take a picture. It might last longer. Well,
If you're out there, if you're trying to get those after holiday sales, Amazon.com has a great return policy, but they should when they sell a piece of garbage like the Hair TV, HAIER. It has great reviews. It fooled me, too. I strongly advise you not to buy that piece of garbage. And, I called tech support like a couple of weeks ago. Still waiting for them to call me back.
No!
Yeah, and my wife does tech support, and she's, like, all on it. She's, like, a good tech support and everything. Like, including last night, they call her. And I'm like, really? But
she must have been wild. When the fact that they never called back.
No, this is my screw up. She wasn't that wild.
Oh, okay.
If it was her screw up, maybe some wildness. No, this is my screw up. Davin needed a new TV. Even though the other tube TV was perfectly fine. Adam, do you need a tube TV?
No, my flat screen at school's
good. Even the college kids have flat screens.
I know, really.
I have like a 32-inch, like it's a really good picture tube TV I was going to give you, but you're good.
No, I'm good. But thank you, though.
We only have two TVs at home, but we're kind of cheap, we're late to catch up with technology. So even
I'll tell you what, these cell phones are going to catch on. You might have to get rid of the beeper soon.
Who has a beeper? Who has the money to get a beeper?
201-585-3922. That was my old beeper number.
You know what cell phone was? The new iPhone, the 4S one with the Siri thing?
Yeah.
Because I heard you can just tell that thing anything, and it responds.
Can it tell to do a good radio show?
I don't know.
The station should hire a whole bunch of them. We'd all be out of here. You would just see nothing during the week but Rich and the iPhone 4S.
It's coming. It's coming. There'll be robots.
All of a sudden, the Apple phone is talking to God. and it has it on replay. The Apple phone is like making predictions of the future. The Apple phone is trying to do penis jokes like we do. The Apple phone will do all of the programming on TV. The Apple phone will tell you about gardening and how to raise good bees. Frank needs to invest the money now and get the Apple phone post-haste.
And have them do all the shows.
He won't have to deal with us anymore. They'll have an Apple phone playing, like, Australian music. But we'll still have John Tesh and Neil Bortz, because, you know, some things you can't replace with an Apple phone.
Absolutely.
No.
No. You need that. You need that human warmth.
Yes, when you heal new Bart, you want to cuddle up with something.
Cuddle.
A shotgun. First you want to kill the president, then you want to kill him for making you feel that way, and then you want to kill yourself.
Thanks for saying kill the president. Now we actually have listeners, and they all have little earplugs in their ears, and
we've had listeners before.
I'm teasing.
We have like a whole bunch of them.
I know.
They just don't reveal themselves. They're like holy spirits. We have the haunted radius.
We're waiting for a miracle. Reveal yourselves. No, but they're quiet. They're like stealth. You know.
James has written in. He says the SIRI doesn't do it all. He doesn't really. What won't it do, James?
I'm a little scared.
I'm afraid
now.
For him to answer that.
Like, yeah,
shut
yeah,
up,
me
yo.
Too.
Keep it clean, or I'll get rich in here with that dump finger, which sounds really bad.
That's
wow. Told me to keep it clean.
There's a poop joke for you, kids. Wow, James actually, is that a plug as in butt? You know what, James? We are doing a clean show tonight, my friend.
We were attempting to until you got it all into dump finger.
Filthy
animals.
That's
gonna be Mike Myers' next move. You know.
Now the computer guy's going out. He's like, I'm going to plug the whole station.
what were those giant hedge clippers he had that he was going at the wires?
Those were
with?
James. He left them over from the gardening show, which you can catch on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock here on WTVQ. There's a plug for you.
Actually, I like gardening shows.
James actually does a really good gardening show, and he's doing my new website, he's doing the Side Splitting Productions website, which looks off the hook, and
great.
Then he's going to do the Dabbing Comedy website, which is going to have all of our old shows that remember to get recorded, not just you, Adam.
Always hanging his
They're
head.
Gonna
have, okay,
you're going to be
dude.
Able to download them all for free on iTunes, so I don't have to do the nonsense with Facebook anymore, spending a whole afternoon like arts and crafts. Putting a 1 hour or 2 hour show on Facebook is like doing a handwritten novel at this point. You just shouldn't do it.
Oh, please. Facebook has been running so slow because they're so busy trying to throw this new app, this timeline or whatever.
I don't
it
need
is
this stupid timeline.
I like the timeline.
Well, I see the timeline. I'm confused. What do you like about it, Adam?
Yeah.
It looks like a timeline.
Okay.
Thank you, Adam,
yeah,
for that ripping radio. You know what? Maybe the professors were right. Adam, what do you think about the Great Gatsby? You know, he was pretty great.
Yeah.
That would be my answer, too.
And he was so Gatsby.
He was so Gatsby.
I'm trying to make Gatsby
Remember
happen.
When he played with the Edmonton Oilers? Adam, sit down, please.
Oh, man. What is your GPA, man?
Wait, not that way. Hold, James is like...
Oh, he's shaking me off. He's like, no, please.
James is berating me. I lost an opportunity. I give your show a plug. What other show? You think Dr. Bob, when he's talking to God, is going to plug your show in the middle? He's not taking calls from a gardener when he's got God on the other line. Are you kidding me? Don't be a time lane hitter. James is all up in the... James, shouldn't you be working on my website, mister?
Yeah, he's really. Like, don't you have something to do?
He doesn't want you to be a timeline hater.
Oh, he doesn't want me to be a timeline hater.
James is calling you out.
I'm just... Wow, I'm in the barrel with somebody that's on the computer.
You're in the barrel with a guy who has bees. Your butt's going to get stung.
I'm allergic to bees, man. You could kill me with
those. Yeah, if James rubs up against you, you get like, well, you break out.
Yeah, but that's just because it's James. Sorry, dude. I don't even know.
He said James must have it. It's the newest and sweetest just because you're old school. James, I got to tell you, my computer, my phone is not a smartphone because I'm already too connected. I'm already like waiting for the Facebook when somebody doesn't like my status immediately or getting emails and everything. I would never get anything done with
exactly.
a smartphone.
Oh, exactly.
Do you have a smartphone?
No, I don't. I have a dumb phone.
Well, that's because it takes after its owner.
Oh,
set me up. You have a smartphone, don't you, Adam?
Of course I have a smartphone.
No.
someone needs to be smart here, so.
Oh.
Yeah, really? Let me know when that person walks in.
I was talking about me and my phone, not you.
Okay. You know what? I can't. He's recording the show tonight, so I have to be nice to Adam.
I could always not record it. I mean,
tread
But my wife has his back. Here's the technology WTBQ.
Okay.
I'm not sure if the computer that normally records is working. The computer guy just walked out. We're hoping for the best. I think the station is recording it online, Adam is recording it online, and my wife is recording it online. Wow. So we have the most recordings of this show ever. You would think with this many recordings, we would be doing a better show. But no,
we'd be doing something worth recording.
No.
Oh, no. Now this pressure's on to bring it, you know?
No, I'm not bringing crap.
I know.
The bee guy just called Adam Fly. I got a real problem with a guy in his late 40s. I don't know how old he is. Calling a young nubile Nubian fly.
I like young nubile Nubian.
He is a young nubile Nubian.
Do you like that?
I don't know what that means.
Of course you don't. What'd you get, a 310 combined on the SATs?
Something like that.
You know, the problem with Adam is every time he speaks, he seems a little dumber. Which explains why he blends so well into this show, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, we immediately met him, and we said, boy, do you fit in. Yeah, you do. Yeah, I'm sorry, dude, you
At first, the conversation is, well, you know what, guys, we really should raise our game if Adam's going to be working the floor. He's got a lot going on for him, seems pretty bright, seems on the ball.
I was
going
to say, you sure you want me to run this show? Because there's some IQ there.
Nah, this show's fine. Come on.
You'll still be able to breathe and blink.
We're doing riveting radio. I've gotten to none of the topics I wanted to get to tonight.
I know. We always do this, though.
Yeah, we always do nonsense. All right, what are your New Year's Eve plans?
Well, we're going to go over a friend's house, and we're going to have a little nosh.
A little nosh? You grabbed it like it was like a woman's double D's boob. What are you eating?
I mean,
well, we're going to have a little nosh. Twist the Doritos.
Hey, you know, everybody gets excited about something, dude. I'm looking forward to getting with my friends and getting with their banquet.
Getting with their banquet?
Yeah.
Now, you made that completely sound inappropriate.
I know. I have a habit of doing that.
Your butt out of the cheese dip.
Yeah, but it's such a party pleaser.
Your butt or the cheese dip?
Both.
That's why she's part of the show.
And you know,
she gives where I won't.
And you know, that would be a nice segue for that butt story, but we'll get to that.
We'll get to that, yeah.
And we have several butt stories. They're all
we'll
about
that.
Butt.
We'll get there. We're there's always room for tush.
We're going for My husband's got a gig in Brooklyn, so we're going to go over there. And
in the hizzy?
Bring in the new year while they're...
That's cool.
While he's, what do you say, beating the bongos and slapping the bass. Sound like a domestic violence issue.
That's what he calls pip.
Yeah.
Get in here, I want to beat your bongos and slap that bass. And bring the cheese dip.
That's the latest.
Listen, when you're done beating the bongos, you get a little hungry. You work up an appetite. I know. I'm a performer as well.
I
understand.
I like the snacking.
Sure.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, I am going to be working a house party.
Are you?
In Long Island.
Good for you.
And then I may or may not swing by the compound. Joe asked me to go by the compound.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, but I feel a little weird. I mean, Anthony has invited me to compound parties in the past, but he didn't specifically say this compound party, and I don't know anybody.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? Once the drunken karaoke starts, everybody's equal.
I don't know. I don't know. And, like, there's going to be debauchery.
Oh, totally go.
It's totally go.
No, I need you to take notes and tell me.
Yeah, because we know Joe will be too drunk to take notes.
Oh, he's not going
to. But the thing is, if I go, it was just to be for a minute to say hello, maybe have one cocktail and run out the door. And you know those clowns. As soon as I walk, like, if I walk out the door, they're going to start calling me awful, berating names because I'm not staying to see the sunrise.
I know. They're serious about their partying over there at the compound.
They're serious about something over there at the compound. I don't know exactly what it is. I know it's not our show.
No, but neither are we.
Exactly.
No, we are.
Adam, you got any plans for New Year's?
Not really.
Good. You're riveting.
Good.
What are you going to sit home and man the board? Maybe man the board for TBQ as we do a John Tesh countdown?
Absolutely
is that a euphemism?
Not. Probably just going to end up being at church.
No,
at church?
Really?
Yeah.
On New Year's?
Yeah.
You're going to go like the first night where they bring in the entertainment?
Basically.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Saying first night sounds a lot better. I'm going to church.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
I didn't know you're that religious.
I'm not.
Oh, I was thinking, do you have a lot of
I'm not, but
to
the
get
priests have the
on?
Best wine.
I love that vintage. No, do you have a lot of repenting to get started on before the New Year even starts?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Rolling his eyes at me. Yeah, you need a couple minutes to get started on the debauchery before you have to repent,
yeah.
Right?
I usually say I'm going to resolute something, and that never happens.
No, nobody does. Nobody keeps their resolutions, do they?
I'm not even making resolutions this year.
I resolve not to make a resolution.
Here's, you know, Liz, I want to be a better better father, a better son, a better husband. But like when it comes to like my resolution would be like I'm gonna get back in shape. Yeah, we both know it's not gonna happen.
I mean, my resolution last year was let me get into college. Thankfully, that somehow happened.
But. Listen, miracles do happen. That's why he's going to church. You got to thank your Lord and Savior.
This year it's got to be
amazing. Jesus. Thank you for letting me get in for one semester. Jesus, can you let me stay in for two?
That's got to be your resolution.
I know my GPA is bad, but I will repent. Yeah. You don't understand, Jesus. The girls are fly in college. You don't understand, Jesus. Why is an old Jewish man saying fly?
Why is an old Jewish man talking to Jesus? Okay.
Yeah, I think you'll stick it out for 2 years.
Yeah, I'll do better just at this semester. You know, they always say it's the hardest. So.
Yeah,
they do. But you know what? You know what you're doing good? You kept off the weight because you've heard of the freshman 15.
Yeah, yeah, I've gone to the weight room with some of the guys. So.
So he's putting on the weight, actually.
He's putting on, or he's going to Penn State, so that's why he's happy to be home for a couple of weeks. Get a little bit of a reprieve.
Oh, no. Do we have to play YMCA? Do we have to play the YMCA song again this week?
Surprised
no,
James no, can no. even... James, excuse me. I'm surprised Adam can even sit.
I didn't find that as amusing as we did.
Oh, that was it.
Son, come here. I want to see if there's any cheese dip on your person.
Yeah.
I know what you
said. So do you have any resolutions?
No, you know, I don't even do that because I used to do them and I was just disappointed myself in never keeping up with them. So my resolution is next year, maybe I'll get to a resolution. Oh, you know, maybe not to procrastinate. That would be good.
Yeah, why don't you wait till May?
Yeah, I think I'll get around
to it. And make the call on that procrastination.
And then I'll start.
No, I don't do the res. I haven't done the resolutions in a while.
Yeah, no.
What was your best New Year's Eve?
Oh, wow.
Okay, good. Well, I'll tell you what, I got to bring in a partner, Adam, that doesn't, like, immediately when I ask him a question, just have
Breathe.
Dead air.
I just,
so,
I
do. How'd everything go?
Yeah, I know.
Between her pausing and I'll ask Joe a question and he'll go yes, and that'll be the end of it. It's just like, really, this is what I'm working with.
I know. Well, you know, it's like I have to pause for a moment to think. I'm going through the
database. I'll give you a chance to think.
All right.
I will
you.
Do my best New Year's because yours will take an hour and a half. We'll get to it. Second part of the show. My best New Year's. This is gonna sound romantic and mushy and yicky, but I met my wife on New Year's Eve.
You did.
I did. I met my wife. We were at a bar at Geronimo's in Teaneck, New Jersey.
I know the place.
The hot spot.
Yeah.
As it was called. So hot, it's gone.
I knew the place.
But originally, we were supposed to go to I went out with a bunch of female friends, and mm-hmm. we were supposed to go to a different party, but we didn't go. And she wasn't supposed to be there, but we wound up being there, and I'm dancing with my female friends, and my wife just looks all miserable. Mm. Maybe she was aware of the impending doom, like Psychic Cindy. So she's sitting in between two losers that are bigger losers than me. So, Adam, I know you can imagine the state of the loser.
Wow.
I think one of them even still had, the hanger marks in his T-shirt. I love that.
That's really bad.
You know, I've gone out with the hanger marks, but not on New Year's Eve when I'm trying to meet somebody.
I know.
Once in a while, even a single guy has to take out the iron. or throw it on inside out and say it's style. Do something. You can't be going out with the hanger marks.
The hanger mark. And even better is the hanger line across the top.
Yeah.
Dirt.
So she's sitting in between these two losers. Looking miserable.
Making you look like the pick of the
litter. It takes that type of thing. That or corpses make me look good. Sometimes the corpses win, but that's a whole different thing.
It's another story.
Yeah, so she's sitting there, and she's looking miserable. I'm dancing, you know, doing the stupid dance, because I can't real dance.
No.
And I tell her, and I go, smile. Like, I motion a smile, and she actually smiled. She listened. That was the last time she's ever listened to me. And she, my wife, my beautiful wife, is actually the only girl who I've ever approached in a bar.
Wow.
I've never walked up. Now that I do comedy, once in a while people walk up to me, but that's a whole different thing.
It's a different story.
And now I can't do anything about it anyway. Right. But I never started a conversation with a girl in a bar before.
You know, that's really club. Funny. That's really nice.
Yeah, it was funny. The painful shyness was hysterical.
No, I mean, no, I'm saying that's really funny because my husband and I met really because I made an effort to put myself out and talked. Not put out. That took a little while.
Made more of an effort. You reduced the prices, did you?
We're slashing. We're burning the prices.
Ran a bit of a special. Everything
I thought you
must
were a good
go.
Woman.
I am a good woman. Pip Helix is insane.
Adam doesn't even know what that Crazy Eddie reference is.
I know. You're so young. You don't even know why I was doing
that. So you made an effort. You batted the eyelashes.
I did. I made an effort to go over and talk to him and you know, laugh at his jokes. But that's because he's really naturally funny. And just
we should put him on this show, then.
I know. We should.
There was a lot of upgrades that we should really do for 2012.
We need to think about.
We're going
to
see how the whole Mayan thing turns out before we commit.
I have an idea how that's going
to
turn out.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, but no, so it's funny that it was the first time that I really tried to meet somebody, and he ended up being my husband. And same thing with you.
Yeah, I mean, we've been together ever since. We went to the diner later on that night to get where'd we go? The River Edge Diner, New Jersey, to get a disco fries, which is a very Jersey thing.
It's very Jersey.
But we've been together ever since. And also on New Year's Eve, we actually moved in to our apartment, the first time we lived together, mm-hmm. in Hackensack, New Jersey. We finished moving in New Year's Eve and watched Armageddon.
Wait a minute. I don't remember. I was with you on that move.
No. You helped me clean up the train wreck that was my
old apartment.
There's nothing. I was hoarders before there were hoarders, Adam. There was just like bags of college papers that you could probably use now.
Yeah, I could. Trust me.
There were just bags of paper. And Pip was the only one of my friends that helped me clean up this mess.
I had a shovel.
Yeah, you needed a shovel. It was awful. But Pip came up. But we did the final move. Like, we moved a lot of Elise's heavy furniture and out from her house into that apartment on New Year's Eve. And we got done. And we watched the movie Armageddon. So New Year's Eve has actually been very good to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't complain. I got my wife. I had a new apartment. You know, it's a beautiful. The only thing that can make it better is if I got a new, like, iPhone. That's the only thing.
Santa baby, you're listening to our show. Get Davin an iPhone.
That's very good. You got a good voice.
Oh, thanks.
Have you ever had a terrible New Year's Eve?
Oh, yeah. I did.
This is the story we want to hear.
No, I mean, I've had very pleasant New Year's Eve. Nothing.
That's not the story we want
to
hear.
No. I had a New Year's Eve where I went out with this guy that I used to work with millions of years ago. And he lived out in the Bronx, and I drove out there to meet him. And, I mean, we'd gone on a date before, but this was really odd because his mom only spoke Spanish, and mm-hmm. I only know enough Spanish to get me through school. But
I know enough Spanish to tell the gardener to hurry up.
Hurry up doing what?
Yeah, but trimming my hedges.
Yeah, hello. And so the poor woman grabs my face and looks at me really intently and says something that I don't understand. And this guy starts blushing, and I'm like, what did she say to me? She said she was taking a good look at my face because she knows that she'll never see me again. Now, this is before I went out on a date with her son.
Come here, Pip Helix. I want to see your face, and I want to proclaim the same thing.
Wow.
I know.
Not only did she
think that her son would not like you personality-wise, she did not think that if he was able to shtup you, that you would be very good at that. That was a multi-level diss right there.
No. You know what? Wow. You took it in a whole different direction. You know how I took it from the looks on their faces? That he was just really inept at dating, and she was afraid I wasn't coming back.
it's pretty sad when Pip Helix is the dating pro.
I was the pick of the litter at that moment. How sad is that for
everybody? You just slashed your prices.
I did. My prices are insane.
You're listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ. If you want to join in about the New Year's Eve talk, number is 845-651-1110, 845-651-1110. That sounds pretty horrible, though.
Wait, I didn't even get to the worst part.
Wait, there's more?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he has this idea that we're going to go to some, you know, local friend's party,
uh-huh.
and instead he's like, I'm not sure if I'm going to go there just yet, and we're sitting in the hallway, like on the stairs,
uh-huh.
of his apartment building, and we're just chatting, and I'm like, it's New Year's Eve, are we going to go someplace? But we ended up spending the entire...
Wait, this was your first date on New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
well,
sad.
Well, we had, like, chatted before, but this was, like, the first date.
So you were going to try to ring in the new year with something new and exciting.
Yeah, and so he was talking about bringing me to this party, and we never actually got there. We sat on the stairs in the hallway the whole night.
It's a great date.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And then he wondered why.
What is the optimum base one can achieve in the hallway on a first date?
there was none. There was no baseball to be had that evening.
No baseball? There was tarp on the field.
Tarp on the field.
The San Diego Chicken ran out and said, go home.
I made a call. I called the game.
Game was rained out due to lack of interest.
Yeah, it was, you're sitting on the stairs in the hallway going, yeah, Happy New Year.
That is
yeah.
a terrible New Year.
It was terrible. It was really like, what That's a waste. Brutal. What a waste of good pantyhose. I was really annoyed.
First of all, you're wearing pantyhose? What is this, 1950s?
Not pantyhose. Pantyhose.
It's a whole different type of panty.
Yeah, it is.
Wait, well, what is this, like the 40s? Somebody bought them for you because you were a swell girl?
No. Listen, I'm old enough that pantyhose used to be the thing that you wore on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, how was your girdle looking that night?
It was lovely.
Well, gosh.
And my tutu. No, this is in the 80s. Man, you wore pantyhose.
Okay.
You did.
Okay, Adam.
Well, you didn't.
Adam was a protozoa in the 80s.
I know. He was like a tadpole.
That's
in
a
the
word,
80s.
Word you'll learn in biology.
Hey, I know what that is.
Good. Okay.
Good for you. You okay. posted on it. Seen it on a Bazooka
now,
comic.
Rich knows exactly what I'm talking about. He used to wear pantyhose in the 80s, didn't you?
Hey, look at him. Look at him. He's adjusting his pants.
Yeah. Again.
He's still got the legs
pants.
For. That's what you got to love about Richard Bull. He's a gamer. He's like suit and tie on the outside, panties in a thong, and pasties on the inside.
But we call them mantyhose.
Mantyhose. Look at Richard Ball contributing.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. He walks in the booth for 2 seconds, and he lets out a riveting one like
That's
that.
That's the thing about Rich. Right. People think he's so straight-laced, but when he talks to us, he's a degenerate.
Oh, he absolutely is. I love him for that.
I do, too. Adam, have you ever had a crummy New Year's? Eve?
Not yet.
Good. Not yet.
Well, tonight, this year will be a good one for you. Have fun hanging out with the preacher. It'll be good. Have you guys ever been to Times Square to see the ball drop?
No.
Me neither. You, Adam?
No.
Good. Well, move on from that.
No, but you know what? I think it's insane that people
There's too many people.
And you can't even get to the bathroom.
Right.
So,
what bathroom?
You bring a bottle.
Oh.
I wouldn't do that in front of everyone.
No, but you know what? But now since 9/11, there's like heavy security and everything. You have to get in there hours early. And Adam's right. You really can't go to the bathroom and everything.
No.
Listen, I don't like 5 people, let alone a million people.
No.
It's too much.
Listen.
And why would I want to go to Times Square on New Year's Eve to hear Justin Bieber sing?
Oh, ew. Oh, what a thought.
When you probably have him on your smartphone ready to go
Absolutely
whenever you want to
not.
Listen. Come on, Adam. When you want to get crunk, the Beeb is who you're listening to.
Get crunk with the Beeb.
One, I wouldn't get crunk off Justin Bieber. So.
Oh, no. He's like a 14-year-old boy. That's
oh,
so
girl.
Rich has something he wants to say, girl.
Yes. Yes, Rich was trying to get in a word in edgewise, but it's
like, I got nothing for the Beeb.
No. But
I think it's insane. Although a part of me is like, I should go before I die.
Yeah, I know, but this
But
thing
I never
is,
want to deal with the traffic.
That might be the night.
I'm like my dad. I don't want to deal with the traffic.
Oh, I know. Don't you when you hear things that your parents would say to
I've never had the inclination to go.
No.
Dick Clark or Ryan Seacrest?
Oh, Dick Clark before the stroke.
Obviously. No. You got to take Dick Clark how he is.
Oh, no.
You got to take him barely speaking.
I can't bear it. Oh, I just can't.
Come on.
It's so bad.
It's like you're watching live. You might be able to record the first death of the new year. I mean, come on. That is must-see TV. You want to be there when Dick Clark, when the ball drops and so does he. You want to say you're watching. I mean, come on.
That's so demented.
The only way Ryan Seacrest is going to pass away anytime soon is if it's one of his venereal diseases. And you don't jump out of that.
Venereal disease is perfectly fine to say on the radio.
Exactly. You can say that.
Allegedly. Exactly. There, we covered it.
Who do you like, Adam? Dick Clark or Ryan Seacrest?
Neither.
Oh.
Who do you like?
Neither, he said.
Neither.
Who are you, more of an Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin type of guy?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Anderson Cooper's all right.
You know what, though? But I don't want CNN covering something.
No, well, it is kind of odd.
Because then, you know what, if there is a terrorist attack, well, it's a good thing Anderson was there. It's kind of like inviting the terrorism to come.
I know. It's like, look, just the fact that you're on duty is going to make something bad happen. I don't even want
to. Yeah, I don't need Anderson there. And I didn't even know Carson Daly was still on the air. But apparently they sent him down there.
The skinny version of Carson Daly?
Well, there was never a fat version.
Yes, there was. Well, not fat, but I mean, he was heavier.
Back when he was a man?
Back when he was on MTV.
When he was a man. Man, I mean, I don't know how that guy gets on the air.
I don't understand.
Do you know who Carson Daly is?
Nope.
Good. Yeah, see? Good. Yeah, you know, the guy doesn't have a very big Q profile, Q rating anymore, because nobody knows
who he is.
I can't believe he's still on the air.
Don't you dump this. This is from a fan of the show.
Okay.
Don't touch it.
James writes, Dick, we like Dick. Don't you dump that.
He's talking about the eternal teenager. Dick Clark, that's right.
Oh, look at that. This is nice. John writes in, still haven't heard a place for this to fit in, but I hooked up with Marcy, that's his wife, I know this, on a New Year's Eve party when we were 18. And what you got to love about Marcy is she's had all these years to get away from him, and she hasn't figured out how
and
to do it.
She's still staying.
What do they call that when you're with the hostage and you...
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
The
syndrome? Yeah. Oh, my God. This is
great,
like,
radio. Okay, yeah. Never mind. Never mind.
Stockholm
but that's
syndrome.
That's very sweet, John. Good for you. So New Year's kind of, you know, I find it's a lot easier to hook up with people that are a level or two above you on New Year's Eve because they want to hook up with somebody and everybody's drinking.
That's right.
So you know, that's when you shoot for the stars.
Listen, the champagne goggles do it for you every time.
Absolutely.
That helps.
But I remember on New Year's Eve, I really wasn't drinking that much. I started feeding all the drinks to my wife. That's
smart.
What I was like, giving her the drinks, getting her drunk. And then my stupid friend, who's not my friend anymore.
Oh.
That's a whole different story that I'll do another time, maybe. But she's like, you know what? When my wife, my girlfriend, friend, the girl who I'm talking to at the time, went to the bathroom, my best friend at the time was like, we should all hide, because if she tries to find us, that means she likes you. What are we, six, playing manhunt?
What? What kind of bizarre strategy is that?
Alisa comes out going, Marco, I'm on the other side of the bar going, Polo. It was the most ridiculous, and I listened, because I'm a dope, but Alisa was such a good gal that she tried to find me, and there was the potential for our first fight, but I manned up immediately and blamed my friend.
And that's right, and that was the right thing to do.
Smart man.
I know who you're talking about, too.
Of course
I'm like,
you did.
She seemed like a much brighter woman
She was not bright.
She was a terrible wingman.
And she was an awful... listen, but it's good to... She was a good-looking girl. It's good to have a... It's good if you're a single dude who doesn't know how to talk to girls to have a good-looking female friend.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I mean, that doesn't apply to me.
But Adam, you'd be agreeing with me. But when this friend goes, you know what, we should really scatter, that's an awful move.
That is really a bad move.
I mean, the plying her with booze, excellent
good move.
The running away so some other guy can pick up the leftovers, terrible
bad move. Terrible wingman.
What are we going to hide in our little perch on the crow's nest and see how this turns out? I want to be down there. We are feeding her booze.
Are you kidding me? There are so many vultures sitting around waiting to pick her off. You had to sit there on the stool waiting expectantly.
I did not like the deal, but again, I had never spoken to a girl before, so I thought this was if a girl would come up to me, I had hot girls come up to me and, like, dance.
Mm-hmm.
Completely inept. Completely.
Poor baby.
I mean, this is before stand-up comedy when I had that false bravado.
Right.
That I have now. Because now I'm a jerk and I don't care what people say. But then I care. And the interesting thing is when me and my girl, Alisa, that's my wife now, would dance that night, like, I was doing the slow, cool. Like, Adam would be proud of the moves I had.
Were you biting your lip?
I might have been biting my lip. but I wasn't beating the beats. I mean, this is long before. This is long. I was doing like the slow moves and everything, and my wife, she's like doing double time, like a Puerto Rican hopped up on crack and everything. I mean, we were just like completely like,
oh yeah, she's double time,
which explains why she was like in great shape and everything, because she's dancing like a maniac. Me, I'm like, listen, I know I'm young, but I'm still Jewish. I might throw up my back. Let's keep this nice and slow. Let's not get crazy, because you know what? Nothing impresses like a girl go, oi, my back. Hold on. Don't touch me. I just have to lie over here. It's my disc. I need some Epsom salts. Nothing closes a deal like that.
Listen, that's hot in the old age home, because at least you can still speak and you are relatively coherent.
Oh,
it's
Christ.
Not good in your 20s.
We got no stream. We are not streaming.
Yeah, no, I realized that because the buffering stopped on the thing.
Are we recording off the main board?
Yeah, you're recording off the main board.
We're recording off the main board. But our internet friends, who we have a lot of,
can no longer hear.
They're all participating tonight. And,
oh, glad. I'm glad that's what you're talking about. But for a second, I thought you had a prostate problem.
No. The stream, I've had a lot of people participating in instant Facebook. And,
They're all saying, okay, where'd you go?
Man, we got to do better. As a station, we got to do better than that.
Need some better Wi-Fi here.
I mean, listen. These are. We are a small and humble station.
Wait a second. That's what we needed those batteries that Joe got for Christmas for.
Yeah, Joe should have brought a stupid
A
batteries.
Bring the batteries, Joe.
No, I mean, honestly, I mean, we got to do better. We have a lot of fans that listen on the
online,
internet because we get no AM signal at night because it goes Betty Bye. I mean, we got to do better than that.
That sidewalk rolls up really nice and tight, though.
Oops, seems to piss someone off. The live stream is dead, gone off the air. Either A, too many many are listening, or like I said before, you piss someone off.
I think that they think that the dump button just, you could just hold it forever, like for like 10 minutes.
But you know, it just, we were rolling, and it brings, you know, this is a good time to take a break.
Yeah.
Recalibrate. Yep. We'll come back after a few messages. Those listening on the internet, you're not missing any messages. Davin's been on WTBQ.
Are you craving real authentic Italian food? Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria in Warwick, New York brings a taste of Italy to the Lower Hudson Valley. Luca's father and son team has over 50 years of culinary experience, and you can taste it in every bite. Everything is prepared fresh in-house, whether it be fresh ravioli, veal pizza, or fresh off-the-boat seafood like scallops and shrimp. Of course, they offer classic Italian favorites like chicken parmesan, but for something really different, try the veal patty. And if you want a great slice, then Luca is your place. Whether it be a regular slice or one of their daily special slices like penne vodka chicken, you'll taste the freshness of sauce and dough made right on the premises. Luca has an intimate dining room and specializes in catering for any event, whether it be a holiday party or birthday or any other occasion that requires great Italian food at a great price. So please feel free to call 845-986-2002 or visit them at 153 Route 94 South in the ShopRite Shopping Plaza in Warwick, New York. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria can't wait to share their passion for authentic Italian food with you.
Hi, this is Davin Rosenblatt, host of Davin's Den and owner of the entertainment company Side Splitting Productions. Side Splitting Productions offers the best in live entertainment for your restaurant, social club, office party, or any special event. Whether it is live comedians, professional roasters, DJs, impersonators, magicians, kids performers, or dinner theater events, Side Splitting Productions can provide the entertainment that'll make your event the talk of the town. We specialize in making